Hi everyone, thanks for joining me. In last week's passage, Jesus entered Jerusalem as king, riding on a donkey. We call it the triumphal entry, which took place on Palm Sunday. Jesus had less than a week to live. In today's passage, Jesus is questioned about his authority and tells the parable of the tenants, prophesying his own death. Jesus would be rejected and killed. But God would establish Jesus as the keystone in God's salvation purpose and in human history. We will be picking up that part of the story in our Zoom call on our We will be picking up that part of the story in our family service on Sunday. But for now, let's have a look at this slightly awkward interchange between the Jewish leaders and Jesus. They made no secret of the fact that they didn't like Jesus' teaching and preaching and his clearing of the temple merchants. They were the chief priests, the teachers, and the elders who came to Jesus saying, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things. Who gave you this authority?" Now, the Jewish chief priests had priestly authority as descendants of Aaron. Their authority had been inherited. The teachers of the law had authority from their excellent learning. They had earned it through hard study. And the elders had authority by just hanging on to their faith and position long enough in their society. Their authority came from age. But what about Jesus? Jesus wasn't descendant from Aaron or Levi, but from the tribe of Judah. Jesus didn't study in their schools or under their rabbis. Jesus was not old, he was just over 30 years old, so Jesus didn't have authority from their sources. So no wonder they asked him, by what authority did he do these things? To ride into Jerusalem as he did, and then to take the law into his own hands and cleanse the temple, required some explanation. To the Jews of the day, Jesus' calm assumption of authority was an amazing thing. No rabbi ever delivered a judgment or made a statement without giving his authorities. He would say, "There is a teaching that so and so." Or he would say, "This would be confirmed by Rabbi so and so when he said." But none of them would have claimed the utter independent authority with which Jesus moved among men. What they wanted was that Jesus would say bluntly and directly that he was the Messiah, the Son of God. Then they would have a ready-made charge of blasphemy and could arrest him on the spot. But he would not give that answer, for his hour had not yet come. So how did Jesus reply to their question? It would have been appropriate for Jesus to say, "What? You must be kidding! Have you not seen the things that I've done, the miracles from God? Have you not heard my teaching, which is nothing but the truth of God? How can you question the origin of my authority?" Probably we might have said something like that, but Jesus didn't. Rather, Jesus asked them a question. Jesus was the master of asking questions. Instead of lecturing or rebuking them, Jesus asked them a question about John the Baptist and his authority. John's baptism was John's ministry to prepare the people for the Messiah, for Jesus. The reason these leaders did not accept Jesus was related to the question that they rejected John. Jesus' authority and John's baptism both came from God. But the Jewish leaders refused to accept this. Why? Simply because they loved the world and the position and wealth that they had achieved on earth. The kind of question that Jesus asked required the leaders to face the truth. And I remember being asked a similar kind of question when I was about six. I was in a maths lesson and my teacher asked me, "Heather, what is 3 add 3? She even held her fingers up for me to count. I think I must have been having rather a stubborn, grumpy moment that day Because even though I knew perfectly well that the answer was six, my six-year-old brain was going, if I answer the question right, then she's going to give me harder sums to do. But if I don't answer at all, then she's going to keep me in at playtime. So I just replied, I don't know. Now I know, I realise that the enormity of my story doesn't quite compare with what has been canonised in the Bible, but the principle of knowing and declaring the truth does. I wonder, have you had a chance recently to really think about what the authority that Jesus declared he had has on your life? During this, our month of prayer, Val started us off in a video that you can still access on our West Street YouTube page with an encouragement to declare and pray with the authority that Jesus has given to us. Knowing and exercising this authority allows you to stand firm against the enemy, and it will also change the way that you pray. For example, if you need peace, we know that this is something that God's word has promised, so that we can pray with the authority of Jesus that we are claiming it. We are not demanding of God, but we're demanding of the enemy, of the devil, what is ours, because God has promised it to us. In Job 22:28, it says, "You will declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways." Well, when light shines, it reveals a truth. And unlike the leaders of the temple who did not want to deal with the truth of Jesus' authority, we can declare it in the way that we pray. This passage has actually really challenged me and highlighted areas in my life where I have allowed the enemy to wear me down and to dictate. So I'm going to start by acknowledging afresh the authority that I believe Jesus has. And then I'm going to ask the question or pray the prayer, Holy Spirit, is there an area in my life that I need to begin to claim what is mine? And if so, what is it? Let me pray for us now. Father, thank you that all authority in heaven on and earth has been given to your Son, Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you would send the Spirit to help us search the scriptures to find out what kinds of things in our lives you have given us authority over. I pray that you would please inspire us and encourage us to change our prayer language to be able to declare and claim those things that you've given us authority over. Lead us, Lord, into truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you on Sunday.